Handbells are playing today, beautiful music. We have a video presentation we'll enjoy soon. Hans gave us a stewardship spark. The children have offered special music. We have a commitment ceremony to do. You catching my drift? The preacher will so note that preaching time today is compromised. Hold the applause there in the back. So what can I say in a limited time? Pay your taxes, give to the church. That's what Jesus seems to say. Both realms are important. I think I'm going to focus my words on two things, and I'll be brief. Debt and generosity. Debt and generosity. Not the church's $650,000 of building debt that remains after our three phases of construction. I'm not going to preach about the national debt. Thanks be to God, it's $22 trillion and growing. Debt and generosity. I'm not going to mention other than this that personal debt in our country, it's estimated that the average individual debt, personal debt, excluding home mortgages, is $38,000. Sounds about right. I'm going to focus instead on theological debt. Theological debt, spiritual debt. In response to God's generosity, what do we owe? Jesus teaches us to pray, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." Just as we forgive others, so the Lord forgives us all that we owe. We sing about debt in the church. Do you know that old hymn, "Oh, to grace, how great a debtor I'm constrained to be"? Our debt in response to God's generosity and God's many blessings is what defines our relationship with the Almighty. We live in debt to God for the many blessings that we receive. What's surprising to me is that we also live in debt to one another. I had one friend who used to go around when he needed money, he'd just go around to the rest of us and say, "Do you owe me anything? Do you owe me anything?" He'd find somebody that did owe him. "Oh, that's right, I do owe you $2. What do we owe each other? Scripture in Romans says this: "Don't let your debts be outstanding. Let this be your only debt, to love one another." That's what you owe it to your sisters and brothers, a debt of love. So theologically speaking, generosity, God's generosity, and our debt, a debt of gratitude to God, a debt of love to one another, that is our place in this world. And we rehearse it in worship, you know this, we practice it every week. We hear the proclamation of God's love and salvation, and we respond with gratitude, with generosity, with faithfulness. A good question would be, do we ever get to the point where we can pay God back for all that God has given us? Seems to me the answer is no, that would be impossible. Because debt, the dictionary says, is what you owe. And debt is also a state of owing something beyond what you can pay. And I think that describes our relationship with God. No matter how much time, how much talent, how much treasure, how much singing, how much praying, no matter how much we give, it is but a portion, but a symbol of all that we owe God. We will always be in debt to God. Now, to punctuate that truth this morning, I want to use a poem. It's titled "The Lanyard." It was written by Billy Collins. Beverly says Billy Collins wrote a lot of great poems. I hadn't heard of him until I learned about this poem, through Nani Harris's son, Randy, who's a pastor in Winston-Salem. This was an important poem in their family's life. And I want to share it with you this morning in hopes that this poem about debt and generosity will inspire you for more faithful living. "The Lanyard" by Billy Collins. I remember sitting at a workbench at a summer camp by a deep Adirondack lake, learning how to braid long, thin plastic strips into a lanyard, a gift from my mother. I had never seen anyone actually use a lanyard, or wear one, if that's what you did with them. But that did not keep me from crossing strand over strand again and again until I made a boxy red and white lanyard for my mother. She gave me life and milk from her very body, and I gave her a lanyard. She nursed me in many a sick room, lifted spoons of medicine to my lips, laid cold face cloths on my forehead, taught me to walk and swim, and I in turn presented her with a lanyard. "Here are thousands of meals," she said. "Here is clothing. Here is a good education." "And here is your lanyard," I replied, which I made with a little help from my counselor. And here I wish to say now is a smaller gift, not the worn-out truth you can never repay your mother, but the rueful admission that when she took that two-tone lanyard from my hand, I was as sure as a boy could be that this useless, worthless thing that I wove out of boredom would be enough to make us even. Debtors all, let us pray. Forgive our debts, O Lord. Help us to forgive our debtors and to live in grateful, generous, even joyful response to your abundant goodness shown to us in many ways through our Lord Jesus Christ. May grace bind our wandering hearts to thee. Amen.